Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Thank you very much to our friends from Wrangler Jeans and Shirts for your support of the Indian Relay Council's Championship of Champions right here in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, on a Saturday, September 24th. Calvin Ghostbear, the president of the Horse Nations, that was an excellent day two of number three.
Yes, it was, Randy. If you'll notice, we had a sellout crowd today. There was people from as far as California, people as far as Michigan, and we will sell this place out again tomorrow. And a lot of these teams that you've seen out here today are family teams that have grown up in them relay families. You know, I said this once before, you have your powwow families, you have your rodeo families, and I'm very, very proud to say that we have our relay families. A lot of these teams are spinoff youth teams from the majority of their families that had raced over the years and years. It's a perfect example of families starting their younger ones out and racing in these very historic event here in Fort Pierce, South Dakota.
We're seeing different tribal affiliations join us. We had a team from the Navajo Nation, Michelle Whitehorse, that are doing exceptionally well, and we like seeing other tribes come in and join the Northwest tribes.
Yes, you know, she's been very competitive, and I think that only brings the awareness not only to here in South Dakota, but it's also a message back to the Southwest, because they do run horse races over there in Indian Relay in New Mexico and Arizona. So hopefully by her taking part in this, it's an inspiration for other teams to take part with what we're doing out here in the West.
Calvin Ghostbear, president of the Horse Nations Indian Relay Council, congratulations on day two of three. Looking forward to a big championship Sunday tomorrow.
Thank you, Randy. We would like to ask the people that are coming tomorrow to get here a little bit early, get your seat. This place will be packed again tomorrow on Championship Sunday. We are excited, the teams are excited, and we want each and every one of you to enjoy yourself and have a safe night. Thank you.
Competition went this way. In the youth relay competition, it was SM Express with Caliber Pickner winning the first race, representing the Crow Nation. In the woman's relay, Ha Ha Sapa won heat race number one with the great jockey Chansey Witt from Ogallala, Lakota. Heat race number two was won by Bear Chum in the women's relay. Sharon Howlingwolf was the jockey of the Northern Cheyenne. Women's relay heat race number three, Amiot Racing with Diamond Amiot representing the Crow Nation. In the Chiefs race, Brew Crew was the winner, Steve Brewer, in the one-lap mounted start representing the Ogallala Lakota Nation. Heat race number two in the Chiefs race, Ha Ha Sapa, Brian Beatham, Ogallala Lakota. In the maiden's race, heat race number one was won by a gal from Washington of the Colville Confederated Tribes, Kalia Talmantwaw. Heat race number two of the maiden's race was won by Malia White Eyes, Ogallala Lakota cowgirl, representing Sioux Express Racing Team. In the warrior race, a 50-yard dash, one-lap competition, Thunderheart Express was the victor with Lawrence Brewer. In the kids' relay, heat race number one, Blue Moons, Elijah DeBray, Ogallala Lakota, winning it. Heat race number two in the kids' ponies' relay, Dancing Eagle, right in front of the grandstands, to a standing ovation, representing Spirit Lake Sioux with MJ Bear, the jockey. In the men's event, men's relay, five heat races. Number one, won by Dancing Warrior of the Ogallala Lakota, the jockey Caden Bringsplenty. Heat race number two in men's relay with five teams. Frontline, Daniel Goodface, the jockey from the Crow Creek Sioux Tribe. Heat race number three, Montana's Miles Murray of the Blackfeet Tribe, leading Young Money to victory. Heat race number four was won by Bear in the Middle. Tristan Burdenground was the jockey of the Crow Nation. And heat race number five won by Tyrek Traversy, Lower Brule Cowboy. South Creek is the name of the relay team. Thank you again to our friends from Wrangler Jeans and Shirts.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.